The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Amber and Nigel presents is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hammer, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'm going to run some stories by you. You break down all the information and give us the verdict. Is the story anything or not?
Okay.
The next big innovation in doorbell cameras is apparently a device that's aimed to shoot things at unwanted visitors when they come up to your home.
What?
There's a Kickstarter coming out of, I think, Norway, and it's called Paint Cam Eve. And what it does is it shoots paintballs and cartridges of tear gas
come on.
Out to people with amazing accuracy. Here's a commercial they created for their Kickstarter.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property. Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
I don't think this is anything. It sounds like a lawsuit is what it sounds like to me.
Right.
Although I'd love one. Don't get me wrong. No more door-to-door salesmen knocking on my door and they see the, what they call it, the paint cam Eve?
Yes.
Sir, if you don't leave my property right away, I'm going to start pummeling you with paintballs and tear gas. I'm looking at this thing. It's legit. I mean, it's a real thing. But, you know, they have those laws. And I think they're kind of BS, too. People can't booby trap their house in case, you know, say like maybe a rental house has been broken into a couple of times. You can't put a plywood full of nails sticking out underneath a window or
you
something.
You can't go
like,
full Home Alone.
Right, exactly. That's you could get sued. You could probably go to jail. So I'm not sure. And plus, if you're wanting to kick in somebody's door, I don't know that a bunch of paintballs is going to stop somebody with the armed with a gun.
Right.
This doesn't make sense to me. I don't think this Kickstarter campaign's going anywhere. Sorry.
Although I love the idea of tear gassing somebody from time to time.
No more Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on my door.
Is this anything? A guy in Canada is being harassed by someone who keeps sending him pizza. Around $1,000 worth of pizza.
No.
The pizzas keep coming to his home day after day.
And his work.
Night after night.
I was reading about this guy.
Here's the victim and a police officer talking about the prank.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rubicki cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call and it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
I never dated anybody, so it's definitely not that.
That's sad.
Boy, that is awful. That was the saddest, most depressing thing I've ever heard, and now he's getting bullied by people sending him random pizzas, and he's never had a date in his life. Look, if the pizza's paid for, I'm taking it.
Right.
Usually you have to... No. Usually they give you the option to either pay at the door or with credit card over the phone.
Right. But so if they're expecting him to pay at the door...
Yeah, I didn't order this.
Yeah, no. But if somebody's prepaid it, if you want to bully me, go ahead.
I've never dated anybody before, so I know it's not that. It's not an ex-boyfriend.
That's the saddest part of this whole story.
That was awful.
Like, the pizza showing up at his house.
That's kind of comical.
Yeah.
I get it. It's annoying.
But then it took, like, a real serious turn. I've never dated anyone. My God, this guy's spending time in the Lambda, Lambda, Lambda fraternity. It's like Poindexter. I've never been out with a girl before. Is this anything? Here's the scenario.
Okay.
You just puked.
Yeah.
Should you brush your teeth right away?
I say yes.
Or not?
Yeah, get that taste out of my mouth. Ugh.
Here's a dentist in England on why, along with a couple of other times, you should hold off brushing your teeth.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
I don't get the puking thing. I'll just wash my mouth out and wash the acid out of my mouth.
Right.
And then, I go straight to the toothbrush. That's awful.
And why are we supposed to listen to a dentist in England, of all places? Like, why don't you focus on fixing the teeth of the people in your country before you start worrying about the vomit-filled mouths of Americans? Like, England's got the worst teeth of anybody on the planet.
Now, that's just a common stereotype. That's not true.
Great moments in vomit puke history. There have been a number of cases on this program where you, Nige, have thrown up. Here's one of them.
Wrote, play it again. Just play her swallow.
A national emergency has been invoked.
Oh, there it is.
She swallowed a fly.
Oh, it's all down her throat, Nigel.
Stop, it's all going down her throat with all that bacteria
on the fly's legs. And
all the fly larvae. Yeah,
she had to burp it up at one point, and the fly and the saliva all came out. Looks like we did it, Kyle. We made it, baby. We got him. We got him.
And this is real.
Oh, this is real. This is happening. Do it on the camera so everybody knows we're not faking it. So I'm just going to assume that grunt means, yes, this is something.
A national emergency has been...
Zap! Go to break.
We better clean the studio up.
Go to break!
Great moments and Nigel puking on the air history. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.